Listen as I read Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the sea also, and it dried up, so that he led them through the depths as though through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them that was left. Then they believed his word. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saints of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices made to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped. That was accounted to him for righteousness to all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. And for their sake, he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 48 forms something of what we call a doxology. It's a word that means to give praise to God. And you'll find it each week in our order of worship. You'll find it as the very last thing that is part of our service. You'll see there it's listed that we will sing a doxology. We will give praise to God. And there's good reason that we do this. In our worship service, there is a sense of conversation, a holy dialogue that we have with God. We come in worship to renew our covenant with God. And in our renewal of covenant, we speak to the Lord and He speaks to us. We come confessing our sins. We come acknowledging who God is. And He responds by assuring us that He pardons our sins through Jesus Christ. He speaks to us through His word and His promises about these things. And in Psalm 106, we have some of that worship encapsulated in that we come to God confessing our sins and there is an assurance of pardon. Psalm 106 is a long psalm and has a wonderful historic setting. If you would look back in First Chronicles, you would find that David wrote this psalm as he brought the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. The Ark of the Covenant, a sign of the presence and promises of the Lord. And there was great rejoicing that took place as this happened. But it was an occasion for David to lead the people to worship God. And he led them in two ways that I want to call your attention to in context of our doxology. He led them in confession of sins. That's the bulk of this psalm, is a recounting of the history of Israel as they came out of the promised land and the Lord led them, came out of Egypt and came to the promised land. And the sins that are detailed here are ones that we shudder at, don't we? They worshipped a golden calf. They forgot all that God had done. They joined in with the religious prostitution of the countries around. They sacrificed their children to foreign gods. And yet, God remembered His covenant. God remembered His promise to bring them to that land that was a picture of salvation that would come through Jesus Christ. And in worship, there is a reminder of that. We come confessing our sins and being reminded by the promises of God that He says that in Christ your sins are forgiven. Isn't it right then that we give glory to God that He would forgive us of our sins? And I detailed some of those sins of Israel, and I hope that it shocks you and makes you think of how horrific our sins are in God's eyes. Don't just think of Israel that way though. Think of yourselves. And think of yourself coming today to confess your sins before a holy God and knowing that God is faithful to His covenant. Praise God that He forgives our sins. The second thing that I would call your attention to is that promise of forgiveness. It's alluded to by two different individuals that stand in the breach. One is Moses, who reminds God of His promises and, in a sense, argues with God based on who He is and based on His covenant to be merciful. And Moses is a type of Christ in this way. He stands as one who represents Jesus to come. Phinehas had a similar experience and is honored here in this psalm as showing zeal for the holiness of God and turning away the wrath of God. This is only accomplished ultimately by Jesus, and that too is part of our worship, because we come here and we confess our sins And as we speak to the Lord, we are looking to the one and only person who can stand in the breach, and that's Jesus. We worship God through His mediation. And once again, because of that mediation, we can say, as Psalm 106 does in verse 47, save us, O Lord, just as you were faithful to your covenant and that bringing up of the ark and the forgiveness of sins of the children of Israel. I need that as well. Save us. Deliver us through Jesus Christ. And as God promises that, we can reply with this doxology, this giving of praise, that He has indeed blessed us with grace and mercy and peace. Language of our benediction, of God's pouring out His blessing, is, in a sense, God's last word to us. And our response is to say, all glory to God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Do pray that as we sing this throughout the year, that you would remember forgiveness of sins, the mediation of Jesus Christ that is celebrated. Throughout the service, we'll continue to sing portions of this psalm, and the next portion I'd like to sing is Psalm 106, Selection E. And in this psalm, we will be confessing not just the sins of an ancient people, Israel, but we're confessing our own sins to the Lord as we identify with that. Psalm 106, Selection E, please stand to sing.